no concept of like how hot Florida music is like outside of here. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like I have no idea.
Do you know like R&B music? They're changing it now where the artists are using the chipmunk sound as the song. And that originated here. We were doing that. So like a lot of those artists now, their full song is full chipmunk.
Yeah, it's like Chopped and Screwed but reverse.
Yeah.
And then you re-release it and you get
paid
like
again.
It's like a new release.
Yeah.
Because think about the amount of songs in Miami that like might as well be Miami songs. Really hard for me to accept that C Murder's Fuck Those Other Niggas. Like
I thought that was a Miami song. You couldn't tell.
How could be a C Murder?
Let me ask you a question.
It feels like it belonged to you because of the relationship that you had with it. Yeah. But that's not a Miami song.
When you in the club and you hear that bitch go,
fuck them other niggas.
Jesus.
While I was in middle school, I thought those were Miami niggas. I thought it was a Miami niggas song.
That's how you incite violence.
That's it.
I know a lot of niggas got their head beat in.
That shit still to this day.
We used to beat niggas up to that shit all the time.
I know a lot of niggas got their head beat in.
So then that means that song is almost 20 years and it can still evoke that emotion in me.
Bruh. It was one of those songs that I considered scary.
Because it has that kind of... Remember when they stopped playing Little John Put Your Hood Up in the Club?
Yeah, Little Scrappy, like Bone Crusher. They could play that shit in the club.
We some head busters.
Like, yeah. Do you think niggas lose their mind in other cities when they hear Trick Daddy?
Club? Do you think I'm a punk?
You said
know
what?
Many niggas got their ass beat to that?
As a nigga from North Carolina, like, how does the rest of the South receive Trick Daddy? Like, when they hear Nat, do they go up for Nat? Or is it just some Florida shit?
Nah, man, they love that shit, bro. You know that
nigga?
Not to
let the sunshine. Because I'm good, bro. Like, I've never seen other people react to it.
They love Trick. Nah, nigga.
They love Trick.
I don't know they one love person Trick. From the South that don't know what the word now means.
Because hell no ho, you know they polo? To me, that belongs belongs up there with the Mona Lisa.
Are those Bugle Boy jeans you're wearing?
Hell no. Ho, you know that's polo. To me, that belongs next to the Louvre. It belongs next to the Mona Lisa. Trick Daddy should be right there. Hell no, you know they polo.
Bitch. Hey, bitch. I think it's crazy, bro.
I'm not gonna lie. Of all the jeans, you're gonna ask him.
Bugle Boy? Are those Bugle Boy jeans you're wearing? He had every right to respond to that way.
That's why he was so offended.
That's why he was over
there. Hell no,
you know these polo. Even in him talking to her, he rhymed.
Okay,
he rapped in the talking.
Okay, so then let's drop it a bit. Do you think how do you think people outside of Florida fuck with, like, Kaya? How you say her name?
Kaya. My neck and my back?
No, yeah.
No.
Oh, man, hoes love that shit.
Worldwide, you think?
Bro, I was in North Carolina when it came out.
No, I'm saying the song, yes, but I'm saying, but nobody holds her in, like...
Well, no, but here's the thing, because, like, if your song can make niggas go up, even just for one
song
time, you might live forever.
Wasn't she the other Kay Wang with it, too? Wasn't that her?
Yeah.
But that's definitely just Florida.
I mean, that's just Florida, but I'm just saying
that's
her.
That's definitely just Florida.
Yeah. Kay Wang with it. What does that mean? What does it mean to not be able to Wang with it?
I think it's called...
It's not Kent Wang, it's Kay Wang.
It's Kay Wang.
No. Kay Wang with it.
You a lie.
It's the name of the dance.
See, he's so defensive, you thought you were accusing you of not being able to Wang with it.
Yeah.
No, she's inviting you to Kay Wang with her.
Called Kay Wang.
I thought she was trying to tell me, no, you can't Wang with it.
No, she's telling you to Wang. But
it's an invitation to Kay Wang along with her.
You were 2 days years old when you found that out, huh?
Just now, nigga.
Yeah, North Carolina.
The whole time he was like, bitch, I can Wang.
I've been Wanging this whole time. You fucking mean
he was too busy. He was too busy taking his shirt and throwing around like a helicopter. He didn't realize.
Shout out Petey Pablo.
I can assure you,
that song goes.
If they pay Petey Pablo in a club today, nothing will happen. Not for me. Not for me. I'm not taking off my shirt.
He has some bobs.
I'm waving it.
He has some helicopter.
Man, little, but it's like
how you like it, daddy?
I'm not going up for that. Do you like it from the front?
This nigga take his shirt off for
that. Do you like it from the back? I'm not going up for that.
I see you take your shirt off for less, nigga.
You're right. No, you're right. Who am I?
Petey Puff, motherfucker.
Chris said that shit like a reflex. Yeah. You were from North Carolina for real.
Bruh, when I was in North Carolina when the song came out, they used to have like these all-age parties.
Oh, it was great. That's back when life was
literally
life.
Literally, no weed in my system, no alcohol in my system. Yeah, I'm in the club, sweating, swinging my shirt over my head, nigga.
Okay, let's try this new thing. Let's not even start the show until we lose steam. Can we talk about, because let me tell you, the reason why my club era ended so early is because of the amount of all-age clubs I was going to starting at age 15. Mm-hmm. So, like, every Saturday, Friday, Saturday night, it was all-age clubs that would go to, like, 4 a.m. almost.
Really?
Because there was one in North Miami called Aquarius next to a motherfucking, next to a liquor store. It's an after-hour spot, but they didn't check IDs. So all the young niggas knew you can go to Aquarius, Black and Miles, it's pitch black, and you can literally fuck on the dance floor.
Just smoke your lungs away.
And it's that they had the Omega Center, which was by Flomo, and it was like their party, but people would then, and it was just so much weed in Black and Miles, and I was 16, and it was like, by the time I got to the club, I was like, oh, this is like the other shit.
I've been here before.
But can we talk about now that I am a father of a 13-year-old? Okay, and a father of a little woman. Can we talk about how terrifying that shit is? Because
age parties,
because it was grown ass
everywhere.
Because hey, because it was grown ass niggas there too now.
Nigga, it's predators everywhere.
Okay, because in my mind, if you're a 25-year-old man choosing an all age club, that's concerning. That's concerning.
It screams predator.
That's concerning.
Yeah? Something's wrong.
Call the deserve police.
You're concerned.
You don't need
police.
To be.
You need jail.
Police.
And it's like, you know, like,
and,
like.
And, if, and today we shouldn't be sending our kids to all age clubs.
Because
Nah, bro.
Not today.
Ain't gonna lie. Not parents. Today. Parents, if you out not there and your kids want to party and they want to have fun like that, man, throw a little house party. Some their friends that you know very well. Because things go. Things get out of control.
Things go left
and go
quick.
Left
this is very Haitian dad of me, but like, my son can go. Yeah. Just be safe.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie.
Be safe. You can go. Have fun.
But at 13, can your daughter go at 13?
My daughter can go at 60. As far as I'm concerned.
Listen.
But that's not fair.
Me.
I don't have to be fair.
Having spoken to Eli, bro, I feel like I would trust Eli.
But see, that's I like that nigga there. He's gonna go drink a water.
Me.
Do the Soulja Boy and go home.
If you was to talk to me at 15,
on,
you wouldn't trust me to
come
go.
Come on, man.
You would be like, bro, you're going to do something stupid. Stay your ass home.
Now we were ruined too early to be trusted in those clubs.
Yeah, bro, way too early.
We was
bro, we were smoking Black and Miles like it was weed.
On school campus, we were smoking. And it's like, I can't fathom. But it's like, I don't even, maybe I don't know. Thank God I'm not in the loop. I feel like they don't exist anymore, but maybe I'm not looking by the grace of God. For all age clubs.
I don't think so.
Are they still a thing?
No cap. So I think what they do now is more so like concerts. So you know, because you have like certain artists who are not of age.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like your most recently, YNW B-Slime, he had a concert. It was like, I guess he was either appearing on the concert and it was hitting some friends or something like that.
But it's not the same kind of vibe.
It's not the same type of vibe. But
it's a gold mine for money, but I hate to deal with the liability.
Okay, you can't do it these days. You get a liquor license.
Because let me tell you something. You just sell soda and Gatorade, let music and let the kids treat it like a club. But when things go wrong, it's your fault.
And I want no parts. Why would a 25-year-old be in there?
I have a question.
Just,
if y'all could break this down for me really, really quick. What does YMW stand for?
I thought it was YNW.
YNW, young nigga with something? What does that shit stand
young,
for?
Young nigga world.
Young
nigga world.
Okay. I just finally YNW wanted to
decode that name? Shit. Yeah. That's a crazy name. I don't know what none of this shit means anymore.
I'm still listening to music that was cool when I graduated high school. Yeah. I have no idea.
I don't know what's going on.
Shout out B-Slime, man. I'm going to be honest with you guys.
The window is closing for me, man.
I'm gonna be honest with the podcast viewers and listeners. I don't know shit that's going on in here.
I don't know
what's hot.
I'm up here with a bunch of old niggas, y'all.
I always thought that I would always be listening to the new shit. There was a point.
I prided myself in that.
I knew all the new shit.
I'm the nigga that was putting niggas on new music.
Now the new shit.
I don't know shit.
Now, like y'all boys just, it's not getting better than Lil Wayne Carter 1 and 2 for me.
It's terrible.
You guys aren't getting better. No one's beating Take Care. And it's like, until then, I'm just going to play Take Care.
That's been beat a couple times.
I mean, you should.
But we won't die.
I have never taken care.
Yeah, no.
I've never taken
care. Niggas haven't beaten Take Care. And I'm not going to.
I haven't taken care of.
Not like anybody's fucking playing Thriller or anything, you know?
Tell me if I could, if I'm speaking for the rest of y'all too. Like, this shit feel like work now, trying to keep up with the new music.
I can't do it, bro.
It feels like work now.
Shout out to anybody that's DJing, shout out to the A&Rs, shout out to anybody whose job it is to listen to new music. Because, boy, you have to work your ass off.
Fuck that. These new trends. Like, my kids start doing these little TikTok trends. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Daddy, can you do this? Da-da-da. I'm
the
like,
worst
fuck
part
no.
is none of their music is original. And it's like, when I was a kid, Puff Daddy was sampling obscure singles from the 1960s. Like, these songs weren't even really popular in their day. He found them in the bottom of a rack, picked the back of it, and made some new shit.
And fuck
these
them.
Motherfuckers are sampling Kanye West Drive Slow. Fam! It just came out!
Yeah, right. Like
it just came out!
Yeah.
They're aging us so bad.
They're aging
bro,
us
so
out,
quick.
Bro. They're aging us out.
And it's like their samples aren't samples. Niggas just putting drill beats over the
and
song.
And it's shit.
It's really bad.
It's just shit.
And it's like listening to us, I know this sound old as fuck.
Yeah. It sounds terrible.
Because it's just old men complaining that things are different. But it's shit.
It's bad.
We're the old niggas in the barbershop now.
It's
crazy.
It's bad, bro. Because
shit.
There are some newer artists who I could kind of rock with because I love melodies.
Yeah.
Every now and again, Coi Leray will catch me with something.
Who? Oh, man.
I just want to have a good night. That shit got me.
Coi Leray.
Oh, the skinny girl.
Yeah.
Oh, I love her.
I love her.
I like her a lot.
She got me.
I like her.
She got me.
I like her.
That Uzi, I just want to rock. He got me.
Oh, he got me.
I like. I've always
loved Uzi. He got me.
I've always loved Uzi.
Hey man,
I've always loved Uzi.
So it's like, listen, I feel like if one of these young niggas get one, it's gonna find me.
And I was just telling these niggas, I love me some Kodak Black. I love that little ignorant Haitian.
The Kodak songs will find me
because
they're hot enough. But I'm not going to look for you, fuckity fucks. That spin.
I love that little Haitian, bro.
Come on, man.
Standing on business and standing on bitches.
Come on.
I love that shit. Title?
Standing on bitches? I like it. I like it.
We are trying to clean up, guys.
Come on, man.
Benches, perhaps?
Standing on benches. We're going to title this podcast
Standing on Business.
Foundational Principles 101.
Those are foundational principles, man.
You got to stand on bitches.
And business. Never you forget.
My days of standing on bitches are over.
I'll belay a bitch or two. A bitch can still get belayed. Don't get me wrong. It's just, I don't have the fervor I used to anymore. But
say that one more time.
Let me go belay a bitch. You feel me? What do you hold to get belayed?
Oh, their words are so disrespectful. The words the Haitians have, bro.
Peel it
somebody, dog.
To step on
it. Sounds worse than being stepped on.
Peel
it, dog. My mom called me a jishish the other day, and dog, I died for like 20 minutes.
That's funny.
It just means dry eyes, but just hearing it from them, it sounds so terrible.
But it means.
I think jishish.
It means fucking shameless. You have no shame.
Yeah, I have no shame.
You can't cry type shit.
Yeah. Because you told me that.
What does that mean?
Jamaicans
you can't cry?
Jamaicans have a saying like that, too. But it's like what you said, you dry eye.
So they say dry?
Yeah.
That's what the meaning is, but it means like shameless.
But like, what does not being able to cry have to do with being shameless?
I don't know, man. They're terrible people. They live in a prison.
They're pretty much saying that you don't have a soul because only people with souls cry.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like you're a monster.
You're empty inside.
Yeah, you're empty.
Side note, have we ever spoke on this show about these DNA genealogy tests?
No.
Ooh, you want me to start?
Oh my God.
You have a story?
Wait, can we start the episode of
the first? No. Fuck this. Let's cook till we cook. Once we die, we will use the song to re-energize
us. Okay.
Fuck it.
Okay, go ahead. Cook.
Let's just cook. Right,
brilliant.
Because I'm before you start, you said DNA genealogy was like tracking where you're from?
Like, you know, like 23andMe, Ancestry.com, by
Kosa. Okay.
All right. So, there's a few theories, right? There are scientists that work on specific ailments that can attack specific genes in a person, right? Now that everyone's gung-ho on giving the government their genetic history and their genetic information, we've now opened the door for everyone to have access to this information, because it's all going to be stored in databases, and U.S. gets its data stolen almost every other day.
All right, okay. You know what? That's not where I was going to go, right? But of all of your conspiracies, this could be the one that I find to be the most valid. Now, right, my question to you is, we try to open the door?
No, cut the fridge on.
Oh, okay. All right. Chicken is sliding up and down my rock. Did I lose my train of thought? No. My train of thought is this. Okay, like, if I could buy, right, that they want your DNA for malicious intent. They want your DNA to... Okay, they want your DNA to either see what they can do to you, see what they can do to harm you, or just have it in there. Right. But, like, if that was the case, if it was really that malicious, why would they wait on our permission to get this shit? Like, if it's already this evil. I mean, you don't think there's enough Ben and Ricky and plus DNA just lying around? Like, you don't think if they really wanted it, it could just be gotten?
I think that's like a mass version of CYA. Covering their ass.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to
say.
Because, like, we can't take this shit to the UN if we wanted to. Yeah. Like, because we gave them the consent.
Permission. You gave your consent. You gave your consent now. So it's like, and not only that, I think now they don't even need that shit no more. Now they have all our faces, your phone, your app. Like, that's the new thing now.
That's my, like, because it just feels like a long way to do some shit that they can just do. But not being able to make a complaint because we gave him permission is a thing, but eh.
I think I'm more scared of that whole facial recognition thing, using your fingerprints on your phone to get, you know, like, they have access to all of that shit now, so there's no more.
I mean, but, nigga, you've also worked in the medical field.
But that's what I'm saying.
So it's like, yeah. You know, like, that's using your fingerprint on your phone at this point, it's a formality. Like, mm-hmm. What are we doing?
Yeah. But, I mean, the whole genealogy shit, I just think that shit's a scam. Like, how can you? I never believed in it. I don't think you can truly find where we come. Like, we were.
I mean, you know that your DNA stores information.
Yeah,
that's what it does.
Yeah,
and it's like when with DNA, for example, when there's like a fetus and shit, you can see shit. You can take shit out. You can rearrange shit. I can't see why you wouldn't be able to see how far back this thing goes. Like, I don't understand why that would be the limit. Well, because it's not even really seeing how far back you go, but rather what your genetic makeup is. And then that tells you how far back you go.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that's if you're going to be 3% Dominican, then we just got to figure out how far back we got to go to find out when you were Dominican.
Yeah. I would see why people would be interested in doing that. That makes sense.
But I think part of me, I think it's just my own ignorance and lack of knowledge, but I need to watch some more videos because I'm very interested in knowing what the process is. What are they referencing? Like, what's the reference information that they're using?
You'd like to know the science.
I want to know the science. What's the reference information?
If you found the science to be whole, complete, makes sense, would you buy in?
I might. But I'm already naturally a skeptical ass nigga.
So do you have no desire to know specifically what part of Africa you're from?
I do. Yeah. I do. I'd like to know that.
Yeah, I definitely do.
So I was hanging out with my mom for her birthday. Me, my mom, my auntie was hanging out. And you know, Haitian people, they don't talk. You just got to catch when they say a detail and be like, hey, 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 ho, 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 ho. What's that?
Rewind.
What's that? Let's talk about family history. What's that? Mm-hmm. They casually mention that their grandfather, my great-grandfather, spent 30 years in Cuba, okay? Had kids in Cuba, okay? Had a wife in Cuba, started over, came to Haiti, and then had them.
So you part Cuban?
I mean, not part Cuban, but definitely like Cuban uncles, aunties, Cuban cousins. 1,000%.
Say that one time. Sabado gigante.
Sabado gigante. You see, yeah, it's already
there. You got it.
But it's like, the only way to find them motherfuckers would be to say, hey, here's my DNA. Is there anybody who shares this shit?
So now that I'm hearing you say that, I guess that's not, like, too uncommon, because there had to have been a reason why Haitians were fleeing. Because, like, I have grandparents that fled to Cuba, too.
Yeah. My mom's dad.
No, but yeah. Cuba is, in Cuba, Haitian Creole is the second most spoken language there. There's a lot of dark-ass people there who had to stay because they don't have the means to flee. So now you have to ask yourself.
Yeah, I know,
like,
blacks.
Right. But it's like, I think about the amount of family that could be out there that could be literally right under your nose.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But then also knowing, like, what part of Africa? You know what I mean? Like, shit, what part of Haiti? Like, what original part of Haiti? Nigga, I could have an ancestor that was in the revolution for all I know. Because you know, I'm Haitian, mom, Haitian dad. I'm pure blooded with this shit.
I
could have a revolutionary ancestor for all I know.
There was once I did some really basic, like, research on my last name. And, like,
you have a very specific one.
Right. And I found that there's some traces of people that were in the Selective Service that fought in the Confederacy with my last name. Fought in the Confederacy and on both sides.
Because they had to come here and do that. Yeah. And it's like, you see what I mean? If you had an ancestor that might have been an American soldier, you need to take a fucking test. You need to do some Googles. Okay, you could own a piece of South Carolina for all you know.
So me and
fuck
my,
around.
Me and my mom were having this conversation.
If you black, humble yourself.
They sold your shit.
Me and my mother were having this conversation.
The Bristol plantation is no more.
We were having this conversation
about how there's this new movement of where black people, especially young black people, they're going back into their ancestry and they're wanting to, like, get rid of their last names because this is not their actual last name. So when we searched our last, I think it was me and Ashley, we searched our last name. It goes back to Italy. There's a Roman emperor, last name Justinian, which that doesn't make any sense. Like, I'm Haitian. Like, why is my last name from Italy?
Interesting.
You know what I'm saying? So people are going, that's why when you brought that up, I thought that's what we were talking about, because people are literally going back, like, you know, use your last name or your last name. Like, that's not my last name. That's not where I'm from. Like, what colony am I from? Like, where in the slave trade how did we end up in Haiti? You know, so people are going back to do that to find out who they are, where they're from.
Well, now, I know, for example, 23andMe is, I want to say, a DNA test. Okay. But Ancestry.com, I believe, uses a system of, like, the census and all kind of other shit. So, like, you plug in all the family you know, and then they try to meet
they
you
try
halfway.
To connect the dots. Yeah.
However, like,
can only go so far.
Our records, like my family records, wouldn't be in America.
You wouldn't be
in
America.
Yeah, some niggas don't even fill out that census shit.
You understand? So, but it really is a Hail Mary.
Yeah.
But it's mainly made for what I would assume to be American history.
So people are just trying to find out what colony, where in Africa they're from. That's what they want to know.
I think
that's what's important.
While there still is a time to find out, because, you know, the further you go away from it, the more of a chance you have to lose it.
Yeah. That's the harder it is to.
And it's just, fuck, man, if it's available. Like, my grandmother lived through fucking two dictators, and I never asked any questions about it.
Nope, they won't.
I never asked any questions about it.
They won't.
My mother has been here for the majority of her life. She's barely Haitian.
That's why you just dropped a bomb in my brain. I just remembered I wanted to ask y'all niggas about something when I seen y'all niggas, because y'all have been South Florida niggas for a fairly long time, right?
Our whole lives.
So, how familiar, this is probably, like, super sidetracking too, but how familiar are niggas with Yahweh Ben Yahweh?
I've heard it, but I don't know what the fuck it is. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Okay, so it was weird because my experience with that nigga is different. Mm-hmm. I used to listen to Power. I used to go between 99 Jams,
Power 96,
and Y100.
Oh, Y100.
And then sometimes I would fuck up and go to 99.5, like 99.7. Mm-hmm. And he would be there and, like, spewing, like, pro-black shit. But it was always interesting because the funniest part, it was always two or three niggas who sound like ruckus in the background. Yes, boss.
Yeah,
boss. Like, he'd be saying nothing, but they'd be in the background. That's right. Yeah, boss. I thought it was fucking weird as fuck. And then It was called something the Black Man. David the Black Man or something.
No, Michael the Black
Man. Mike Magoo the Black Man.
Is the nigga who runs the radio station. That nigga eat here. That's my nigga. I fuck with that nigga.
That I used to listen to that nigga all the time
very
on the radio.
Interesting guy.
Nigga.
Hey,
Michael
Mike,
the Black Man.
If you listening, yo, player, jump on the podcast.
Michael
boy,
the Black Man.
Man,
I was in my teens.
I never heard of this shit.
Right?
Word?
But then I remember Yahweh Ben Yahweh, so then they aren't the same person.
Mm-mm.
I thought they were the same person.
Michael the Black Man is a follower of Yahweh Ben Yahweh.
Okay, all right. That makes more sense to me. So then was so the Michael the Black Man was the nigga behind Trump, not Yahweh Ben Yahweh.
Yeah.
Mike was hanging out with Trump.
Yeah.
Long ponytail,
mm-hmm,
crib
slick
with the jet
back
skis.
Yep.
That's Mike.
Yeah.
Okay.
Same brother.
All right. All right.
He eats here all the time. Him and his close circle. They be eating here all the time. When we used to have like dine-in
this
seating.
This nigga's plugged in, bro.
Yes.
When we used to have
the nigga Mike
seating,
the Black. You ever seen the nigga with the long
it
ponytail behind Trump?
Yeah.
The Blacks for Trump?
Mm-hmm. That's him?
He's a new Lil Yachty, man. He just won't tell us, bro. He's in
we
there,
been
bro.
Said it. We've been said it.
Nobody
we,
ever listens
is it like
to me
this
on this podcast.
Been
said
it. Is that how I get in?
Nah, they passed that.
All right, bet.
They don't even do that no more.
Yeah, I know.
Nobody's home.
We're closed, man.
This nigga's so ignorant, bro.
Yeah, we closed, man. We open that tree. 3 o'clock. Tree.
3 o'clock.
All right. All right, later.
Assholes. Mind you, this is my business. This nigga's
like, this is like real life.
My
it's
way
real life.
This is how I feed my family.
No, the funniest part is that 3 o'clock. All right, 3 o'clock. Like, the thing about it, I don't know what's worse, that he played with your livelihood or that your livelihood believed it.
Hey, man, make sure you clip that.
No, we're closed, man.
It is.
3 o'clock. 3 o'clock. All right, 3 o'clock.
Say that again.
Turn that shit
oh,
into
my God, bro. You niggas are asshole.
But so the Yahweh Ben Yahweh, what is this guy? What is it about?
Nah, so they labeled him a cult leader, but he started out as a religious leader. And I guess through community outreach and things like that, his popularity grew like incredibly.
What's his message?
It was very pro-black, I wouldn't say anti-white, but extremely pro-black. And I didn't, I was watching a documentary on it last night. That's why I had brought it up today, because I knew about him, but I didn't know why he was like, why it was all eyes on him, you know what I'm saying? Like, why people even talked about him or anything like that. So it was after watching the documentary, I was like, damn, these niggas was down here when this shit was going on. It was niggas in all white with white turbans on.
I used to see that shit.
Going around keeping the peace and cleaning up the streets, nigga.
Yeah, I never used to see that shit.
Yeah, but like, I can't. But also, nigga, I was inside.
Okay. Yeah,
you
okay
know what I mean? So it was like, I'm sure during their heyday, I don't think I was outside.
Yeah, because they
we
was,
were kids, though. We were younger.
They were buying up hella properties in Miami. They had, but they're like, I guess their specific thing was that the buildings would
we thought
be
they were
all
like the
white.
We thought they were like black KKK or some shit.
A black separatist movement.
Yeah.
Jesus is black, but white devils are in charge temporarily.
He was calling somebody a white devil.
He was accused
hilarious
of teaching hate. Yahweh was indicated on three counts of federal racketeering.
So this is why I wanted to get to it, because like, everything that they did to try to discredit him, when you go, like, I think the only thing they really could do to discredit him was say that, oh, he was sleeping with mad women. That's the only thing that they could do, and I don't know how much proof they have of it, but they have a lot of hearsay and a lot of people.
That's the most pro-black shit I've ever heard.
Exactly, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's the only thing that they really have concrete in my eyes to discredit him and from that perspective. And then you have, like, a lot of the people who are around him committing crimes and doing shit, mm-hmm, that he, in the long run, they filed a RICO case. And I, if I'm not mistaken, it was the first time that a RICO case had been brought against a religious group. And it was against him. And he still, they didn't, arrest him on the RICO. They didn't convict him on the RICO charges. They convicted him of some other. If it wasn't conspiracy to murder, it was something else. But they convicted him on a conspiracy charge, meaning they had no actual proof and evidence. It was a lot of hearsay, and it was enough hearsay to say that he did it. He goes to jail. I think he did 15 years, right? Mind you, huge religious leader, right? Did his 15, came out of jail, and died in a year of cancer.
Interesting.
That's very.
Yeah. From the Nation of Islam, it says, though.
And that's another thing, because they didn't interview anybody in the documentary from the Nation. So I don't know exactly what the relationship was, because in my eyes, I've always paid attention to Minister Farrakhan. I've never heard him mention this guy.
No. So apparently he was in the Nation of Islam. It says here that he moved to Christianity. Then he moved to Miami and started it in 1979. And it was a branch of Black Israelite shit.
And to me, if you look at how the NOI and those things are set up within the Nation, that's basically what he was doing with that whole
trying to set up like little branches.
Yeah. So it was like and then the fact that he was cleaning up ghettos, buying back apartment complexes, and like, you know what I'm saying, like really straightening things up, just kind of made you think like
it's just
if it was another reason why you want to get him out of here. Because he was really, like, as much as they'll give you a lot of negative information, and a lot of that negative information is kind of clouded in, like, heavy racism.
So what about these murders, though?
And that's the next thing, because, like, the murders are some shit where, bro, how long have we in, 2023 now?
Yeah.
We know good and fucking well what the CIA is capable of in this day and age.
Sure.
Right? We know good and well the CIA has the ability to infiltrate certain groups and plant people in certain spaces to make sure things happen, mm-hmm. right? The nigga who's accused of the murders is a fucking psycho.
This NFL player nigga you talking about?
I think so.
Let's talk about some nigga named
Rozier.
Yeah, Robert Rozier.
Yeah.
A former NFL player.
The nigga.
He confessed to the murders.
But he said that it was Yahweh that told him to do it.
You don't know which Yahweh.
Nah. He said Yahweh Ben Yahweh is the one who ordered these killings. Yeah. He had a thing where he would cut the ears off of his victims. Right? And then when he went to trial over it, he told the people in court that Yahweh Ben Yahweh told him to bring him the ears of the white devil.
What?
That's fucking crazy.
That's why he did it. But before that, there was two killings that happened as well. White people still, but it was two murders that happened with the same MO. And then this murder happened where there was a gun stolen, and that's how they used that to, because the gun that was stolen in that murder was used in another murder that they connected to. They tried to connect to Yahweh Ben Yahweh, but they didn't. They tried to, though.
That's why I just had to ask niggas.
Nah,
I don't remember a lot about that shit.
I don't remember a lot. I just remember seeing them niggas in the white. I remember just seeing niggas in white with the turbans on. Like when you go to the little stores and shit with your parents. You know, in Miami, you just see them niggas a lot. Like we used to go to Zuby, we used to see them niggas around that area.
The niggas in the
Zubies.
The niggas in the Nation of Islam, they don't do street work anymore. I don't see them on the street corners no more.
Every once in a while, I see a nigga with a bow tie and some newspaper, but it doesn't feel like, most of them wasn't doing the work the Brother Islam way, online.
Online.
Many religious anybody who's in the streets.
The one nigga I know that's a Brother Islam nigga, he got a lot of bitches.
What if?
Lot of bitches.
What if Jehovah Witness started coming to your DMs instead? Is that the equivalent?
They're
gonna have to pivot somehow.
Start sending you FaceTimes?
Because now a nigga could pop you for coming on their property.
Yeah.
Niggas can pop you now. So
I wanna know what the bean pie tastes like. Is it awful?
It has to be. It's from white people. It's from the white devil. It has to be.
The white devil. I'm just trying to imagine a random FaceTime. Hi, do you know the Lord? Hey, man, come on, man.
Yeah, how the fuck did you get this goddamn number?
I got it from the Lord.
Don't you fucking call here again.
Hey, you do me a favor, pal. Don't you fucking call this number again. Have your fucking ass.
All right, yeah, boys. Fucking, I do want to discuss groceries. Huh?
I don't know what Chris back there cooking.
I heard a rooster. Nick,
it's a rooster back there.
Nick, you got chickens in here?
He must be fighting them. You damn sure ain't cooking them.
Niggas back there having cockfights?
You see how fucking hypocritical vegans are? You won't cook them, but you'll fucking fight them to death.
I remember this one podcast where this nigga said, he said something where they come home to roost.
When the chickens come home to roost.
I don't know what we were talking about. When that nigga said that shit, bro, kill me, dog. Chickens come home to roost.
Y'all boys, bro. Y'all boys not concerned about groceries, man?
Bro.
Nobody concerned?
Bro. The amount of money, bro, and the amount of times I go to the grocery store is insane, bro. It is literally my biggest bill, dog. Like, not even close. I spend a lot of time in the fucking grocery store, dog. I make like 6-7 trips a month, bro.
It's gotten so bad that every time my stomach growls, I get upset.
Oh, exactly. And you know, now, like, you know, now I work from home now, so I find myself getting hungrier.
All the time.
It's like, what the fuck is this?
Working from home is the worst thing to ever happen to my weed budget. Swear to God. Swear to God.
That's insane, bro.
Swear to God.
Yeah, because you get to smoke as much as you want.
The fuck?
Nigga, that shit's a blessing and a curse, dog. Like, fuck, man. We spend a lot of money at the grocery store, dog. Like, a lot of money. And prices are just going up, my nigga. Just like, the cost of eggs and milk is insane.
Oh, I've officially moved to plant-based eggs. And almond milk. I'm not fighting with that shit.
No.
I'm not fighting.
No.
Give me the plant-based shit. It looks the same. It tastes the same.
Is it cheaper? I would thought
it's not rising. It's going to stay at the $5.99 that it's at. And you get 12 squirts a bottle. Scrambled eggs.
Might as well.
Come on, man. I'm not fucking with that shit, bro.
Start doing that shit, bro.
I'm not even eating it because it's healthier. I'm eating it because right now it's the only sane option.
It's not moving in price.
Yeah. Right.
It's not decreasing or
insane. Right. It's like, boy, they really trying to make up for what they lost in during COVID. They're really trying to make up for what they lost because, mm-hmm. man, they smacking
us,
bro.
And take into consideration that Florida is experiencing the worst of it because we're leading the country in inflation rates.
Inflation rate is insane.
It's risen by, like, what, 22%? We're leading the country.
And it's like there are people saying, grow your own food. Fam, I would eat a garden in a week. Like, yeah, there's not enough land.
Yeah, what the fuck am I going to do with my little fucking garden, bro? One salad, my tomatoes are gone, nigga. What the fuck? I got to wait another 6 months for another fucking, like, are you kidding me?
What if I want a pineapple? I got to wait a couple years before.
Get the fuck out of here, fam.
But that's your solution? I don't have the land required to grow my own tomatoes. And then I have tomatoes. Then what?
Then what? Now what? Make my own ketchup?
How do you grow impies? That's my problem.
Yeah. We live in fucking South Florida. The fucking iguanas gonna get to them shits.
You live where I live, the fucking...
Those fucking prehistoric birds you got in your goddamn neighborhood.
Florida is freezing in December. I don't... The entire world...
The world is upside down, bro. Shit is just not right, man.
Like, if the Lord is gonna end it, just do it, bro. Because I don't want to pay bills on the first. If you're gonna end it, just do it today. Just wrap it up. It's been good.
Press the reset button.
Or just let me know when you're going to do it so I can stop.
Life has been great. I just want to stop going to work. Let me know.
Hit the reset button. Send another flood. What's going on?
What's up, man?
Send something, yo.
If there's a nigga building a boat right now, just let me know. So I can stand in front of it. Just let me know.
Noah, where are you? I won't laugh at you. I'll join. I'll get on that fucking boat.
I'm going to lay in front of the boat. Just do it. Just fucking do it.
Chris's brother's name is Noah.
I'm not.
How that nigga build a boat?
Nah, he's a psychopath.
But they said the same thing about the first Noah.
You're right.
Yeah. You heard that?
You know what? Noah was probably some conspiracy ass nigga. They probably thought this nigga did his first conspiracy.
Fam, you have to remember, life was normal.
That's okay, true.
We're living in sin. We have a good time.
We're partying. Then, we're in brothels.
Then weirdo Christian ass Noah's like, y'all boys, it's gonna rain like a motherfucker, even though it ain't rained in years.
And I need two of every animal.
Get on this boat.
Nigga, what?
Nah, bro. Fuck you.
That shit sounds crazy, though.
It does.
It sounds insane.
I was talking to my very religious cousin, and I was trying to make her mad. Right? And I was like, bro, can you explain to me why miracles don't happen no more? Right? And she was like, of course they do. Babies were never like, no, bro. Like, niggas was at a party. They ran out of wine. And Jesus did some shit. How come that don't happen today? Because it feels like, for me, if I'm walking down the street and I see a man cure leprosy, I don't need a pamphlet. Where's the church? Where's the church? Where's the church? If go ahead, my bad.
No one's gonna say, but imagine the congregation when Jonah came back from the whale's mouth.
Like, where's the church?
Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, what do you do with this information? Like, how does this happen?
Like, bro, this nigga brought Lazarus from the dead. You don't need a Bible when there's a nigga out here doing that.
I don't need to see the resurrection.
Keep the textbook.
Listen,
I
saw him lay hands, and this guy's, all his pimples are gone.
I need you to imagine.
All the scales are gone.
The nigga who went to the concert and saw that Jit only had two pieces of bread and two pieces of fish, bro. And then when the nigga left, he brought takeout plates for his kids. Like, y'all, they was giving out fish. Like, I just,
two loaves of bread and a fish.
Like, okay.
Come on.
If that's the shit y'all put in the book, okay, and that's what got you guys here, that's the selling point, is that miracles happen. Why they don't stop? Because nowadays, when a nigga tell you he can commit miracles, everybody goes, fuck this guy.
Yeah. That's true.
Right? All these, okay, that's if you tell a room of Christians that, hey, man, I can perform miracles, everybody's going to go, hey, man, fuck this guy. Who does he think he is? Who does he think he is? Right? But yet, there was a time where apparently it grew on trees. All kind of niggas did it. Moses took a stick and separated the fucking ocean.
You show me that, you got a follower in me.
You show me that, I'll pay you tithes.
You got a follower in me. Period. I remember hearing Charleston White saying that he doesn't believe these modern day Christians. It's like, the only religious groups that I actually believe are the Islamic motherfuckers, because they die for their shit.
I have to agree.
They die for their shit.
I have to agree.
Some of the Christians, though, are very weird people. And I've been a Christian my entire life. Some of them are weird. Some of their practices are weird. And I can't, there's just certain things that I can't just unwrap my brain around to me that happen, or that are just like, some of this shit don't make sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, and for me, it's like, me and my mom have this back and forth, because, you know, she's super into the church. I'm like, I can still have my own relationship with God without having to be in the church, because there's so much crazy things that happen in the church. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of crazy shit that happens in churches, bro.
I'm going to give you a stack. I look at marriage the way I look at Christianity. Like, until the people involved look happy, I don't want to be involved. It just doesn't look great.
My dad always pisses my mom off, and he says, like, if everything is so good, everything is what you're saying is true, why are we still poor? He always says that. You know, why are innocent people still dying? And he always says those things. He pisses her off, but then you start thinking to yourself, like, man. Like,
I want you to grasp the concept that slaves spent 400 years praying to a nigga that never came for them.
And that's his point.
Okay. And I can guarantee you, you may have had some bad days, some pregnancy scares where you've prayed hard. Yeah. I can assure you, you've never prayed harder than a slave.
Never. No.
You have never
cried as much as a slave.
You have never begged the Lord to save you.
It's not even close.
Okay.
Not even close.
Okay.
And we're still in slavery too, it's not even close. Okay.
And while they were begging him for freedom, he was building generational white wealth. Okay.
Yeah.
He picked sides.
And then you want me to believe? You show me an image of Jesus who looks like a California surfer, and you want me to believe?
He looks like Tarzan. You want me to believe that George of the Jungle died
Come on,
for me?
Bro. He wants to save me.
George of the Jungle.
This is the guy who enslaved my people. So not him.
There's like a lot of the stuff that I read in the Bible just makes me think that, okay, I know it was handed down generation after generation, and you know, scriptures change and stuff like that.
Yeah.
A lot of it sounds very slavish. You know what I'm saying? Like, just the way, I don't know.
You know, I feel two ways about it.
They taught it on the plantation. They taught it on the plantation too.
Like the whole master thing, and you know, like it's just a lot of it is just.
It makes you super docile, turn the other cheek, that kind of deal.
Yeah.
But also, there are things in that book that I can see how they can make for an easier life. No sex until marriage, only fuck your wife, don't cheat, don't murder. Those are those make sense. Those are solid rules, and I can see how those things make for a good life.
Even good things to live by.
You understand? Yeah, like they make for a good life. Good don't steal, don't cheat.
Yeah, respect your mother, respect your father.
By whose standards?
Well, I think, well, by mine, honestly. That's what I'm talking about. Like, I think those are decent rules to live by, right? But they're only decent when everybody's living by them. Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't want to be the only nigga not murdering and stealing.
Yeah. I'm not,
Because then I'm a gook.
Yeah.
You know what you know is going to end up happening to you? You're going to get robbed and killed.
And I think that's why.
I needed to hear that today, Chris. Thank you.
I needed to hear that today. Unfortunately, that happens to a lot of Christians.
I need to hear that today.
But yeah, I mean, I think
that's crazy, man.
It's crazy. Even the credit system's
in honor. Streets are done.
You know how, like, after like 7 years, the shit falls off your credit? That shit, it says that if you owe a debt after seven, it says in the Bible, after, like, if you owe somebody some sheep and you didn't pay for it, like, you have 7 years to pay that person that money, or you already have to forgive it.
It's
like,
a wash.
It's a wash.
It's a wash. Do we not go in there with the title? It's a wash.
We can.
I'm ready.
We wash. It's a wash. The pot is a wash. It's a pot.
Here's
wash.
What I meant to say earlier. The military is telling their soldiers not to take these fucking DNA tests and these 23andMe tests because these motherfuckers are finding long-lost babies in Vietnam, Korea, Iran, Afghanistan. If your father's an American soldier, you're an American. If you're an American, could you imagine the amount of babies niggas left around the country?
Oh, my gosh.
Not even the consensual. Just the amount of raping the American army does.
Bruh, but
all over Haiti, all over the place.
They tell you that shit, though. When you watch certain movies, when you watch certain documentaries, all of these things come from a place. It's not just some white Hollywood guy's imagination. These are real fucking shit.
But it's so funny to me that when they portray these proud American soldiers in these countries, they're so warm-hearted and good-hearted. They're protecting and saving that lady and her little baby. Nigga.
You know what movie helped me understand just how nasty, like specifically the Vietnam War was? What was the name of the movie? I think you...
On Netflix?
No, it's an old movie. It's an old
Dead
movie,
Presidents.
Man.
It might be Dead Press. I need to watch it.
Bro, they cut that man dick out and put it in his mouth.
I need more information on the Vietnam War and the
that
black
was
experience
enough.
There.
We that was enough information that, for me, nigga.
We had to pull out.
Niggas were getting bodied.
Yeah.
But apparently, like,
he was taking a piss.
I don't have enough information about the Vietnam War because I have too much shit to worry about. But apparently, American public didn't support the war. They didn't want the war to happen, and when the soldiers came back, they were treated like shit. I don't know why.
Because remember,
most of them were black.
That whole peace and love era with the hippies and shit like that. They didn't believe they didn't believe that we should go into their country and kill all those people for what? Like, what were we fighting for?
I don't understand. I'm gonna watch a documentary today.
What were we fighting for?
I'm gonna go on
for?
YouTube and I'm gonna get obsessed with this because the Vietnam War is interesting because it's
you
the one like
you got a new job.
They had Agent Orange. That war, I think, that was melting niggas' skin off their bodies.
Yeah,
and like right now, there are a lot of like Blasians
in that war.
Yeah,
all the Blasians in Vietnam right now are from the war.
From the war,
and niggas just left there. You know, I'm not taking this home.
Yeah,
you know, still to this day, Vietnam, like certain parts in their jungle land, is you should not walk because there's still landmines in the dirt and everything like that. It's an actual ongoing effort still to this day. Trying to
clean it up
and clean it up.
That's wild, bro.
Yeah, we know somebody. Well, our you know, one of our teachers from high school. He fought in the war, and every time he mentioned it, he's like, "Don't mention it to
that
me."
That nigga be twitching.
No, he don't twitch.
He had bad PTSD.
But he has PTSD, I'm but sure. He always says, "Like I was doing a project in high school, in history, on the Cold War, on Vietnam, and a lot of the wars that happened." And I asked him about Vietnam. I asked him, "Have you ever killed a man?" He grabbed me. He's like, "Don't ever ask me that again. Don't ever ask me that." I was like, oh, shit.
Man, white privilege.
But he wasn't white. He's black.
Oh, I was going to say. Never mind. How the fuck are you mentally sick teaching children. Like you could fucking snap.
I want to say he's man, he did sick. But he used to snap.
The fuck? Remember we used to make those paper poppers?
Yes.
Where you flap?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
That shit. Oh, shit. Get there, motherfucker. Get there.
Slam your book on the table too loud.
And, you know.
That nigga go under the desk on your ass.
Go under the desk. Go in his bag is what I'm afraid of. Go under the desk. Under the desk is what the best you can do.
God damn it, the jinx.
You got to relax.
We
You have got to relax.
Fuck. NWO Media, LLC. These are just jokes. Everything is meant in satire.
No, joke, but man. Real shit, right? Like, Haitians have this thing called want. Yeah. And it's like shame times shame. Two. Yeah. Could you imagine want? These black ass soldiers going over there proud to be an American, about to kill some Vietnam motherfuckers? They're like, bro, you black. Why you here, bro? Like, we ain't got no beef with you and your dumb ass. Could you imagine the want that washed over their bodies, bro?
Oh my God, bro! Have you guys ever spoken to a black veteran?
Man, not in a long time.
Like, bro, like going to another country to fight for your country, and motherfuckers telling you, nigga, your country won't fight for you. Why you here? Yeah. Why you here?
That's essentially what Muhammad Ali said. He said, "Ain't no Vietnam person ever called me nigga. Why am I going over there?"
But it's like. That has to be a sobering realization.
That's what I'm asking if you ever spoke to one, because that's how they talk. Like, when I was 18 and I went down, I felt like I was fighting for my country, only to come back here. No, when I joined, they treated me like shit. And when I came back here, I got slapped in the face, they treated me like shit. I can't even get no fucking coverage.
The fucking
they hate it.
The VA loan that was guaranteed to all those bastards that got all those white veterans a house for the free ski.
Oh, please.
For the cheap ski.
Oh, please. The whole veteran shit, like how they treat veterans, that shit's a scam, bro. They fuck those people over, man. They don't get the proper mental health that they need. They don't get the fucking proper care that they need.
Honestly, when you advertise your country as the home of the brave and whatnot, it's disgusting how they get treated. It's disgusting. It's disgusting.
Fighting for a country that don't give a fuck about you.
But it's interesting because
America's a business. America's the name of a business.
We all know that's people all who the military has fucked over, but we also know people that the military have blessed.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we all know military success stories.
Oh, yeah.
We all know niggas who got a house, nice car, nice college education because of a military. Like it has its ups. Mm-hmm. I just don't know why it works for some and doesn't work for others. I don't know what that...
It's a broken system, bro. System itself needs to be rearranged and relooked at.
Like, as sexist as it is, I think the military is terrifying for a woman. I would hate for any woman that I love to go into the fucking military.
It's especially a black woman.
Them niggas are animals.
Yeah, there was a girl who got, I think...
A girl? Man,
yeah,
listen.
Yeah.
It's always a story.
There's a body count.
It's always a story.
There's a body count.
Hispanic woman.
It's crazy, bro.
Hispanic, black. There's a lot of women who go missing, get killed, end up abused. Something nefarious happens to them while they're in.
Shit gets covered up. Can you imagine the amount of stories they cover
still up? The cover-ups is what's crazy.
It's a boys' club. It's a gang. You know what I mean? And it's like nobody's snitching.
Come on, everybody's on one side.
Essentially, they're training motherfuckers to be drones who don't ask why.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so when you got it right, get the fuck out of here, man.
Hired
what you
guns.
Want.
That's all they are. I wouldn't suggest any woman or anybody who openly lives an alternative lifestyle to go. Like, I wouldn't recommend it for them, only out of their own safety.
And
if you're going to go, get a degree first.
If you are in service and you are listening to this podcast and you fuck with us.
Thank you for your
we
service.
We fuck with you, too. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And honestly, thank you for being and putting
you're
yourself
a murderer
in that position.
Because somebody has to do it, honestly.
Exactly.
You're somebody a terrorist, too.
So another country you are.
You might as well have been in that plane on September 11th, for real.
This nigga's wild.
Because nigga, when you go to Iraq, and you ask them about they September 11th, they talk about us. The fuck? What you think their 9/11 is? These niggas?
No, they have a lot of 9/11s. they have 2001 through 2010.
they got seven 9/11s.
They got a decade, nigga.
Ain't a 9/11. It's a 24/7.
It's a 24/7.
Y'all stay coming over here fucking with us.
The past 12 years, nigga.
Yeah,
the
fuck? Nigga.
Shit.
Y'all probably, yes, y'all niggas.
Because do you know what's unfathomable for me? I can never imagine, like, war on Miami soil. Could you imagine that? Could you imagine that being your reality, that one day there could be war here, right here?
Nigga, that's every day in Miami.
I was about to
No, bro.
But I know what you mean. Like, like a battlefield.
The fuck?
No, I can imagine.
A nigga clearing out a block.
Sometimes I'm at work and it's, you know, it's kind of slow. It's downtime. Might have smoked a joint. I sit here and I stare out these big glass windows. And I just look at the layout of the land and I picture it, man.
Because
we are
something.
Not, listen, if you pay attention to politics, we are not far, okay? From the events that they tell you that need to occur for these things to happen, we are on the cusp.
When do we pod last?
November.
No, I was just going to say, like, honestly, I think I seriously need to take therapy into consideration. Because there's some times where I hear, you know, I live by the airport. When I hear these planes, like, a little bit too loud.
It's the one.
Today's the day.
I feel like, okay, this is it. Somebody's about to drop something.
Just waiting for that whistle.
Yes, and sometimes I go out to the window and I look.
Take me, G. Come take me, Lord.
I fucking come take hate me. The air and sea show. I hate it. I hate it so much. That's hearing hilarious. Those planes. Just sit, I'm on the edge of my seat.
This
what happened
when you went live by a canal. Yeah,
working from home, he went, eating a bagel.
He went catfish and yams in his backyard. He wants to live by a canal. That's what you get. For getting to the yams, Ben.
Let me get to such a
can I get
song.
To the yams?
Sweet.
Sweet. Sweet. Yeah.
So I went to Jacksonville not too long ago to do a show, and I was hanging with a friend of mine, and he does, like, mentorship. One of his little homies, this kid, 21, blew my mind.
21.
He says that America's at war right now, and they just don't know it.
He's
okay? He believes that COVID is not a mistake, but an intentional strike from China to tell you that, nigga, I can shut your country down and kill millions of your people and not have to put a boot on the ground. Get your shit together. Right? And then he was saying, when you watch how the Russians did the elections, and you watch now how that same kind of energy is being used to start a gender war, and it's not just a black gender war, because this nigga says he hangs out with whites. It's a white gender war. Mm-hmm. It's an Asian gender war. It's an Indian.
It's feminism.
It's feminism. And, like, incels, there's a huge group of angry men who are just not getting women because they're not, because before there was a group of women, pardon me, who felt like they had to get married. Now it's either find a nigga I love or don't pick a nigga, which means there's a group of niggas who would have got just some trickle down.
Those, all right, so those grandfathers, those old bitter motherfuckers that, no, it seemed like no matter nothing you do for this nigga can make this nigga have a good day. Those niggas is the niggas that you talk, because dumb niggas was never supposed to get married.
Married. But it's
they,
like,
could take care of business.
But it's like, the thing is, if you give a nigga like that a piece of pussy, you stop terrorism. Mm-hmm. When you give a miserable nigga like that mm-hmm. a piece of pussy, mm-hmm. you stop terrorism, you stop a menace. Mm-hmm. Now, when you let this fuck nigga fester mm-hmm. with no pussy, and he look online, he see women thriving. You understand what I'm saying?
Alone.
There, he says he believes that the Chinese, between COVID and between online
and
tactics
TikTok.
And TikTok, because they have all of our information, the algorithm is so sophisticated. They know what we like and who we like. He was like, they're bubbling for a 10-year war. And on the other side of this shit, he says that it's going to be, he said it's going to be a war and we won't have the soldiers to fight it because men are weak, frustrated. Women are strong, overestimating what they can do, and it's gonna break our country down. Mind you, I'm high as fuck. This young man is sober and talking to me a mile a minute. Blew my mind. As far as I'm concerned, nigga, we at war with China.
We are.
I'm having a movie in my head as you're.
We at war with China. Because we have been for a while. We everything, have like, when he's been. Because, like, these look like isolated things to me.
Yeah.
Until he begins to weave them all into the same thing.
But that's why I say we've been at war with them for a while. Pay attention to politics, bro. We are on the cusp of everything that they tell you. Oh, there's going to be drought. There's going to be fat.
It's real life revelations happening. Shit, right? Revelations is happening.
Exactly.
You know what's so literally
rivers are drying up. Yeah.
Parents,
shit's
parents
happening.
Parents versus daughters.
Disease.
Nation versus nation.
It's, all right.
Let me tell you what's.
You better go to God.
Let me tell you what sold it for me.
Find God.
He asked me, everything you know about China.
Scary times.
When the fuck have you known China to make a mistake?
Never.
Mm-hmm. He says nothing comes out of China. Not videos.
Nothing.
like nothing comes out of China. Like, bro, he was like, there was a point where China told their motherfucking country that they won the Olympics, so they had no fucking idea. Okay? Like, they don't get outside news. So he was like, you mean to tell me this shit came over here from China, then came to the world? Bro, that is a chin check.
And I think that's why Trump was so against TikTok, remember? He was fighting against TikTok.
That is, but yeah, that's
why.
And then also, like, he was also heavy-handed with saying, those niggas did it.
Yeah.
Like, nobody wanted to call it a Chinese virus. Yeah. It's the China virus.
China virus.
They tried to give me the virus.
They tried to give me the virus. I wouldn't take it. It wouldn't work.
I beat the virus.
He's a clown. That nigga's a clown, bro. That nigga's a clown, bro.
And hey, we're the circus, man.
This shit, I keep telling myself that this shit is a simulation. Like, this shit is, none of this shit is real. Like,
it's a simulation made in China.
Yeah. Like, somebody has the joysticks and is playing around with everybody's life, bro. Look, like,
been Googling China right now. He in it.
Hey, you better chill out. You're already talking about it. You don't want to put that shit on your IP address and all that shit.
Yeah, put that shit. Come get us.
Don't come get me, man. Leave me alone.
Come save us, man.
Because that's just real. I was talking to somebody. You remember when we were here talking about changing diapers? And we were saying how we have no idea what goes on under there. And then somebody here said, yeah, because they don't even know whether or not the little girl has even grown a clitoris. Mm. And then we was like, I don't think you grow one. And then one nigga was like, let's Google it. And I was like, let's not.
Oh, yeah,
let's not. Let's not. Like, because Googling is just, you can't.
It's giving information to someone who is going to interpret it. So no matter what you think you're doing, that shit don't matter.
It don't matter. Yeah. How
this
will it be
This nigga has
interpreted?
His own idea of what you're doing, and his idea is not going to be as cool as yours. I promise you that.
Man, those crazy ass Google searches, man. Sorry, guys. God damn.
All right, so you guys want to do the theme song now?
Sure.
Facts.
We're about an hour in. That's fair.
Welcome to the show.
You know, we're about an hour in. Got some good. Probably gonna do the song to end the show. Don't fuck around. Don't fuck around. It'll be an outro.
That's the song of the week.
Let's see if we get some juice.
That is hilarious.
Yeah. I'm not gonna be a slave to format no more. I'm doing what I want.
In fact, this nigga wants to be emancipated.
Emancipated.
I thought it was my name.
Hey,
ladies and gents,
bitch,
niggas and niggas.
Biggity bitch.
Hey,
you're
Let's
now
go.
Listening to.
Hey.
The fourth quarter of the NWO
the
podcast.
Hey, we some niggas with a piece. We some niggas with a piece.
I swear.
We some niggas with a piece. We some niggas with a
piece.
Nigga with a pen, 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 nigga. I know some niggas and they got a piece. Bitch, you need opinions, you should get them from these niggas. Bitch, you need opinions, you should get them from these niggas. Bitch, you need opinions, you should get them from these niggas. Hey, me, Chris, Ricky, and Benny, Real nigga situation not friendly on the podcast. Bitch, we back to work. Real niggas don't slack. Hey, the podcast game better than these boys, niggas so lame. They over there talking about the same old shit. We on this side and we dropping them hits. We on this side, we gon' drop your bitch. I'm a real nigga and I'm never gon' switch. Never gon' switch, cause I got a backbone. I got a backbone and you got a back show. I'm a king and I'm sitting on the throne. I'm a dog, I'm gon' find me a bone. In the mood, so leave me alone. In the mood, so leave me alone. A-W-O, ho. We the best podcast show, ho. We stand out like a fro, ho. Feeling real cool like fro, yo. Hey. All right. Hey. All right. Hey. Hey. All right. Hey. All right. Hey. That was all right. Felt good.
I thought that restored the feeling.
You say what?
That restored the feeling. I needed that.
You see?
That was nostalgic.
You see what I mean?
I needed that.
You see?
That's a pick-me-up right
there.
Maybe
it's better in the middle.
Yeah,
see?
Fuck that. Fuck that, because we come in hot, you know what I'm saying? And we start to die. We some old niggas now, you know what I'm saying? I needed that right there. I'm fucking ready to bond now, nigga. End this shit and start a new episode, nigga. I'm ready to go, man.
Yeah, because we do that intro, we get hype as fuck.
Nigga, I needed that.
It's an infusion of energy.
I needed that. I fucking needed that. Now what do we do?
Nigga, I was in the middle of listening to the intro. I'm like, God damn, this shit's sliding.
This shit's still hard.
That's why I was bopping like that.
That shit still go hard, bro. It's because the weed set in, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit vibes still.
This oh, my God.
That felt like the first time again, bro.
Nah, I know why y'all sang along at the first live
show. That shit was fun.
And the second one.
The second last show, they was really singing along. I felt like I was at a concert. I was like, God damn, they took away my ooze. My ooze. Ooh, 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 ooh. I was like, oh, shit.
All right. Now I kind of have to ask you guys, you know, how you guys doing?
Nigga, how was y'all Christmas?
Man, that's a great question.
How were the holidays?
How were the holidays?
Yeah.
I hate them shits, man.
We spent a lot of money. I'm not saying I anymore. We spent a lot of money.
Like, this time of the year is just always expensive, man.
It's very expensive, bro.
I fucking hate it.
A lot of money.
Yeah, fuck, man.
From, like, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, we spend a lot of fucking money,
it's
bro.
Exhausting.
I'm in the red like a motherfucker right
what?
Now.
What?
Making sure that everybody's happy. And it's like, I got birthdays in January, so, like, I'm not done yet.
Yeah.
Thank God I'm a free man. I don't have February to work about. So my shit ends. My shit ends right here.
Shout out to everybody that's not partaking in these European ideologies.
These pagan holidays.
Because
I'm exhausted. And you know what? It's not even it.
My bank account is fucking exhausted.
It sucks because it is a European pagan super made up shit. You bitches still get mad. They're still gonna get mad.
Attitude.
They're still gonna tell you what these other motherfuckers got.
Still be irrational and unreasonable and inconsiderate and dismissive and.
Shout out to the free man.
What are you talking about?
No, the women. Women. We participate in all this shit and they still give us that.
You know what? Here's a question to ask. So, what did you even get?
This Christmas was good.
Yeah.
It was good. Got some necessary things. Which actually meant a little bit more to me. Like,
Somebody was paying attention, yeah?
Yeah, someone was paying attention. I got some things that I actually can use every day.
Isn't that rare? I feel like, I'm not gonna speak for women. I just feel like it's very seldom that I get things that I actually fucking wanted. Like, they may get something expensive, but I don't know if I needed this shit.
Yeah.
The shirt may be really nice. The jeans, the shoes, it's really dope. What I needed was a backbone, baby. That's what I needed. That's what I needed, baby. I needed that backbone, baby.
You remember that dumbass era where people were saying, "Oh, is it he's my rib or she's my rib or be my rib my or whatever?" Rib. I used to hate those times, man.
I remember when Kevin Hart used to say that shit. And then when he cheated, Charlamagne asked him, "What's the best side to go at your rib?"
Oh,
That's journalism. You hear me? That is journalism.
Charlamagne. I respect him because he does it to their faces.
Yeah, it's not tweets about him.
Yeah, it's not tweets. Like he say that to their face, and they be sitting right next to him.
That's journalism, bro. He's not a coward.
Jesus Christ!
No, that's comedy. That is fucking comedy. That's why they chase him. That's why they chase him. It's smack him around when they find him.
What's up with you niggas in these drops, man? What's up with y'all boys? Ricky, what'd you get for Christmas?
I got a dog for Christmas.
Oh, responsibility. Congratulations, brother. Thank you. Yeah, more bills. Congratulations, brother.
It's a little bill, but it was a necessity.
Fuck that. Fuck that.
She's like, I know you always say that there's only girls in the house. Well, I got you a boy.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's better than a baby, I guess, huh?
Yeah, because I don't want another one of those.
Jesus Christ.
I do not want another one of those.
You don't mean it. You don't mean it. Until you put your balls under that knife, you don't mean it for real.
I thought you was going to say something else. It's not put my balls back in that Gucci. I was going to say, I love doing that, but I mean,
until you put your balls, brother.
Hey, okay. That's aggressive as hell.
You want to make balls under the blade? Until you put your balls under that blade, pal, you don't mean it.
I hope you know any title you guys want, we're never going to remember them because I can't.
Nobody's writing them down.
Okay, all right.
Okay. I'll do it. Balls under the blade.
Yeah,
But I bought some expensive.
No. Come on, don't tell me what you bought. Yeah. I know what you bought. You bought the world.
Yeah.
Okay. You bought the world.
I got a dog. I got a doodle. It's a poodle and a Labrador mix. Labradoodle. So
pieces of shit.
He's gonna be like when he's done growing, gonna be like 55 pounds.
Success has one, and it is just really.
Yeah.
Needy.
Me and him were talking about it because I saw him post a pic. I hit him up. He was like, "Yeah, man, this dog. He has the medium. I have the large."
I hate this nigga the most because this is a nigga like who didn't have children, right?
Yeah.
So you're essentially free.
Yep.
But now, like when we need to like do things, it's I gotta fly home and take care of my dog, and I'm like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing here? You don't have children, and you're finding shit to stress me out. Why are you flying home for a fucking dog?
It sounds like you're talking to a white person. What are we doing? I gotta catch a flight.
What the fuck is going on?
That's a real thing. But y'all heard me before the show when I called my mom and said, "How's the dog?"
That's a fucking thing, bro.
I heard that.
It's a thing, bro.
I just recently learned that.
His name is Khalifa, by the way.
Fuck him.
I just recently.
I'll be walking to a Chinese food store.
Me every day.
Son of a bitch.
Turn him to a shrimp fried rice with chicken.
All right. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Super racist, guys.
Come on, man.
Cool. It's not cool.
Come on.
New leaf this year, guys. New fucking leaf.
Come on.
Jokes. Where's the camera? Which one do you got?
He did the fucking communism shit. Talking about jokes.
Oh man,
you
fuck!
You put that hand down.
Fuck, man. Come on,
because if somebody screenshots that,
come on,
isn't that
man.
Crazy?
Hey, look, no, you know what they gonna do? They gonna screenshot it and then they gonna play the audio behind the screenshot. Right.
Put a fucking mustache on you.
They gonna say they gonna have that one thing when I said chinks.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Come on.
We're gonna turn into a fucking TikTok.
You know what,
review, man?
Again,
every time.
Again.
Because you know, because people don't understand that it's the only reason why it's ridiculously funny to us is because the Asian community in South Florida, like, is so small that all of those Asian slurs that people use, like, I just found out about them.
Yeah.
Because like we never had a chance to use them. Like, there's nobody here to use them on.
No, we use gook on each other all the time.
Yeah, but like,
we didn't use a lot for that.
It's not an Asian slur.
It's
a nigga who tripping.
Yeah, you gook, bro. You a gook?
You know what I'm saying?
But that's where it comes from.
Yeah, they call them gooks.
That, like when you, as an Asian man, as if you tripping,
that's a slur.
And I want to disrespect you, you're a gook.
No, bro, it can't be that, bro.
I'm telling you,
I thought gooking was a drug thing at first.
Mm-mm. No,
no, it's an Asian slur.
It's an Asian slur.
I have no idea. I never forget. You know when I learned.
It would suck to be a fucking Charlie Chan in fucking North Miami because every day you'd be fighting. Hey, what'd you call me, man? It called you a gook.
Do you know?
You hear me say, "Open the door, you gook."
When I learned that like chink was a slur. You remember when Jeremy Lin was killing motherfuckers,
yes.
And that sports writer put. The chink in the armor.
Yo, what?
Nobody remembers this shit. Yo, I swear to God, they flamed this motherfucker on ESPN for a day.
I remember when I tweeted Jackie Chan's out there, we'll kick your ass.
No, so I can't remember who it was. Jeremy Lin fucking filleted some team by himself.
Oh, shit.
And then they said that Jeremy Lin was the chink in their armor.
Oh, shit.
Yo, and motherfuckers were outraged.
I'm sorry.
They were outraged.
That's so racist, but wow.
That's good. That's good work. I'm sorry. And he knew what he was doing. That motherfucker
he
knew.
No, he knew. He knew.
It was too good to pass up.
He couldn't deny it.
He couldn't deny it.
Like, cheating in the armor. The whole time he's like, God damn it. I have to.
I bet his bosses come to the office. What the fuck are you doing? Look, I had to find you. But between me and you,
send it to the editor.
Come on.
Put it in writing. It's done.
Look.
Thank you.
Oh, and see,
Josh,
I don't even
want to
Google
really good,
that.
But damn it.
Damn it.
Oh, my God.
Putting us in a pickle here.
Really put us in a bind.
Hey, them boys hate being in a pickle, don't they?
Them crackers hate being in a fucking pickle, bro. I mean, that's one thing. They hate being in a pickle.
It's Comedy Central worthy, but God damn it.
It's right here.
Damn it.
You put
a pickle here, Tyrone.
If I put chink in the armor, right here it says Jeremy.
Yo, we were doing so good, bro.
They fired the employee at ESPN. Oh, ESPN writer writes offensive headline.
Oh, fuck. That's so good, man.
So he got fired.
Mm-hmm. Jesus. Oh, God. Man.
Well, you know what, guys? No. That's a good way to end this, man.
Oh, that was funny as fuck. That was funny, Chris.
Hey, I have a final thought.
Give it to me. Crazy pause.
That was funny.
I think it's the intro that makes us ignorant.
That's interesting. Because we were pretty
docile.
Also, though, there's no alcohol here.
That's
like,
right,
I know. Yeah. That's a problem. Okay, I know that's an issue.
Like, sometimes I can hear myself when I'm drunk on the podcast, and I can hear the way I'm enunciating the words. Like, I'm slurring my words.
And it's fucked up.
And it's really bad.
It's fucked up.
I'm screaming at the top of my lungs, and I'm, like, slurring my words. It's like, God damn, he's a drunken fool. Now I'm just a fool.
Richard, final thoughts.
I think it's very important that we find out our lineage and find out where we come from, who we are, so... If you're about that, go ahead and do it, man. Try to find out where you come from. I think it's super important, especially black people.
Benefit, final thoughts?
I think it was yesterday or the day before. It finally and really, really dawned on me just how little we care about dads. Because I thought to myself, we all heard of the phrase, too bad, so sad. But we forget that there's a third part to that phrase.
Go cry to your dad.
When's the last time you heard someone say, too bad, so sad, go call your dad? No one says the last part.
I've never heard that part.
No one says the last part. No one knows this.
My dad ain't there, man.
That's because the niggas making that joke, dad did come back from the store to get a cigarette.
Exactly.
He never came back.
And what did he cry to, man?
Tyrone's dad never showed back up.
Never.
We should start caring about dads a little bit more.
Dads should start caring about those kids. Come back to these ghettos and take care of your kids, man.
For real, dog.
Take care of Marquise, lonely. Man. Marquise is fucking the streets up out here, man. Get your goddamn son, man.
All he want to do is play the game with you, my boy.
He
out here shooting people.
All he want to do is shoot hoops with you, man.
Just hug him, bro.
He just wants to fucking shoot hoops with you, man.
He
want to
shoot hoops with you. Now you got him out here shooting people.
Yeah, man. Now he's shooting the ops, not the hoops. He's shooting the ops now, nigga.
That's hilarious, bro. Hug your son. Everything might be the fuck okay.
Yeah, man.
Do we have a song of the week?
What about your final thoughts, you son of a bitch?
Fucking yeah, good
bitch.
Try.
Let me see here.
I ain't drunk. You ain't gonna get one over me.
Yeah.
I'm on my P's and Q's, motherfucker. What does P's and Q's stand for?
Let's Google. While I come up with some final thoughts.
I just don't.
On your
points and questions? Is there any, what points?
P's and Q's meaning? It's not giving like the definition. It's just saying mind your manners.
Ah, fuck you, Google. What's your final thoughts, man?
My final thoughts, man. I just want to remind you guys that we are not racist toward the Asian community.
Nah, man.
We love Asians.
We are only racist toward the white community.
I had some fire shrimp fried rice the other day. That shit was fire, bro.
Because Asians have been feeding the hood for a very long time. Fast. I don't know, man.
And they don't eat fried chicken and french fries, bro. They make that shit a lot, though.
I take issue with that. That I never see them in there eating their own food.
I never see them.
No. See? So we don't have to have to deep dive.
And
but
us Haitians, yeah, we love Jackie Chan and Bruce Lee.
It goes both ways.
We love Jackie.
So you know what?
Rumble in the Bronx was in a fucking amazing movie.
Amazing.
I just feel like you're digging us into a hole. No, nothing you're saying is helping me.
Oh, my bad. I was giving him shout outs.
Nothing you're saying is assisting my point. You're talking about Jackie Chan and Bruce Lee. I'm trying to be serious.
He's giving the most Donald Trump shout outs of all time.
Shout out to all my Asians.
Osama, the girl, the Haitian tennis girl, she's pregnant. Haitian Japanese girl.
Osaka. I'm so pissed.
Osaka.
Well, she's not even
Naomi
Chinese,
Osaka.
I think.
She's
Japanese.
Is she
Japanese?
Yes, she's Japanese.
Oh, come on, man. In the show. In the fucking show. No.
What they say to us?
Don't cover your ass now. Don't cover your ass now, Charlie.
It's so stupid to me that he mentioned Rumble in the Bronx. I hate this nigga, man. I hate this nigga.
Bro.
But Rumble in the Bronx was lit, man. He was fighting from the opening minute.
He was fighting for his life the entire movie, dog.
From the opening minute. It's the most action-packed movie I've ever seen in my life.
It's such a good movie, dog. Dog, you gotta watch that shit on drugs, man. It's amazing.
I just wanna get your this week's song of the week. This week's song of the week is Hey Daddy, Usher featuring Ply.
Thanks for listening to the NWO podcast.
Peace.
Shawty, you already know what it is. And girl, tonight we're gonna do a lot of sex time.